Now, this is a guy who doesn't want to drive over the speed limit, give the cops a reason to pull him over. This might be the worst driver in Canada. Brampton man, under 5 lifetime driving bans, was busted again. 41-year-old man, currently subject to 5 lifetime driving bans, is facing charges once again for getting behind the wheel of a stolen vehicle in Toronto. A prolific driving offender is what police call him.
At what point do you not just put the guy in jail? Like, I don't like over-jailing people, but clearly the lifetime bans aren't working when you have to give him 5. How many lives is this guy going to live?
The good news is he is being held until his bail hearing.
No
so
bail.
They haven't let him out yet.
Give it 24 hours.
But he's previously been convicted of 35 criminal code and 8 Provincial Offense Act charges, including 2 counts of impaired operation, 2 counts of dangerous operation, 1 count of failure to stop after an accident, 1 count of flight from police, 3 counts of failure to comply with release order, 3 counts of breach of probation, 1 count of theft of a motor vehicle, 4 counts of possession of property obtained by crime, 3 counts of assault, 2 counts of uttering threats, 2 counts of mischief, 1 count of criminal harassment, and 1 count of obstructing a peace officer.
Quite the resume. What do you gotta do to go to jail these days?
No kidding.
Maybe he has been and got out, but he sounds like he's been busy. So I don't think he's been in there for an extended period of time.
Nirmal Singh is the guy's name, and he was wanted by Toronto police. They finally got him here. Once again, behind the wheel of a motor vehicle, even though he's facing 5 lifetime driving bans. Maybe number 6 will stick.
Yeah.
You think that'll be the one? The good news is now you can go 110. The official speed limit is being raised on sections of the 403 between Woodstock to Brantford and from Brantford to Hamilton. If the speed limit is 110, and this is happening July 12th, then how fast can you go before you get pulled over? Well, we've got a number of text messages here. This is obviously become an opportunity for people to make fun of my new minivan. A few texts saying, Taz, can you even get to 110 in your new minivan? Yes!
No, you're going to have to be in the right lane with your four-ways on the whole time.
It's a functional vehicle. Mm. Taz and Jim, I have 6 OPP in my family. They say anything over 18, they can consider pulling you over.
Could consider, yeah.
They might. Depends what else is going on. We got some calls here. Candace, what do you think?
Well, I go 140, and I've never gotten pulled over in the fast lane.
Never. That's a little fast in my mind. Because I've driven past police officers with the speed trap out in that little intermediate area between the lanes going north and south or whatever direction, and 129, they've never pulled out after me.
You're flirting with street racing when you're getting up 40 kilometers over the speed limit.
50
is your car's going to be impounded, right?
Yeah, they lowered it to what? I think 40, I think.
So you're speed racing to work every morning?
You know when to slow down and you know when to speed up again.
You know, we have a coworker here who would drive, you know, down the 403 all the time, and she would drive 140 as well and not a care in the world. Remember?
Yes. We'd say, how long does it take you to get to Hamilton from London? She'd say, it takes about 1 hour and 15 minutes. We're like, how is that even possible?
I'm driving 142, cruise control. What?
Oh, yeah. You get everywhere on time when you're speeding.
Okay. Let's not encourage that, but we thank you for the call, Candace. Hey, Jay, how you doing, buddy? What do you think the threshold is before you get pulled over now that they're raising the speed limit to 110 on the 403?
I'm going to say 19 over, and it'll pretty much leave you alone, unless you got a gopher, right?
Yeah. Like, unless you're passing in the fast lane, you can crank it up, but, like, that's always what my dad would say. 120. Yeah. 119 when it was 100. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anything more than that, and I'm sure they'll nab you. But if you got a car going pretty good and you want to pace them, then you got to go for it, right? So, yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Mike, what do you think about the The speeding, the new, what's the unofficial speed limit going to be on the 403 now?
Well, ideally it would be 125 at least, but after, like, I'm a truck driver, right?
Yep.
The number of cars that I get stuck behind going down the QEW and the 402 that can't do 105 is ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, do you have a governor on your truck? Are you only able to drive so fast?
Yeah, I can do 105 and I get stuck behind cars that aren't doing that. In 110 zone.
No, your truck will go faster than 105, right? But that's where you get stuck at.
Don't say that, Jeff.
Well, I mean, yeah. The transponder doesn't...
No, he can only go 105.
Okay.
Be safe out there, okay?
All right, have a good one.
I want to see your peacock, cock, cock, your peacock.
I want to see your peacock, cock, cock. I want to see your peacock, cock, cock, your peacock, cock, cock.
Our sports guy, Devin Peacock, joins us in studio. Okay, Dev, let's let it all out.
So there's this moment in the first period, at the end of the first period, where I'm watching the game.
What game?
Oh, there was a hockey game last night, I think. And this Leafs fan gives the finger to Marchand. And he's just like giving it, like, he's got a plump, juicy finger, just right, you know, firing it right at him. And it was just, felt so good. And the Leafs were playing good, playing well. It was a tight game. It was a fun game to watch.
You sent us a picture of that guy, and you said, this guy speaks for all of us Leafs fans.
Yes, like that guy just had, it was a perfect moment. The Leafs score first, they're going well, and then everything just started to go against them. The refs, like, the Leafs were playing the Bruins and the refs last night. The refs were brutal. However, the Leafs were also battling themselves because the real reason they lost Game 3 was not because of Boston, was not because of the refs. It was because they cannot score on the power play. They went 0-for-5 on the power play. That's why they trail that series today.
Yeah, it seemed like the Leafs were perpetually on the power play, and there were power plays where they didn't even get a shot on net.
Unable to score on the power play in these moments where you just had to have a goal, and they didn't do it. Like mentioned in the broadcast, fans have mentioned it online, the Leafs need to get to 3 goals or more. They just cannot seem to do that, and now they've lost 5 in a row at home. These are all the recipes for a team that is about to lose in the playoffs.
Mm. William Nylander, his status, he may not be playing on Saturday night either.
It's a weird case. So he was doing line rushes with the Leafs yesterday, but then he was out at the end of practice with the other guys who were expected to be scratched. So the one benefit Toronto has now is Game 4 isn't until Saturday. So they can rest for a couple of days, and hopefully whatever is plaguing Nylander is gone enough that he can get back into the lineup for Saturday, because they need him. They need some offense here. As much as they have dictated the play at times in this series, they are struggling to score goals.
I hate to say it, but you got to give some credit to Brad Marchand. He had fans giving him the finger at Maple Leaf Square. There was multiple people who showed up wearing Marchand jerseys in full rat costumes.
That's fun.
You had the meme that Jim posted yesterday of,
oh boy,
of the rat in the homemade trap getting spanked.
Boy, oh boy.
With the Bruins jersey.
And then Marchand scores 2 goals, maybe even an assist as well.
Yeah, he got an assist.
And now all the Boston fans headed over to that TikTok or the Instagram I posted. And now they're like, oh, yeah, I didn't get a spanking. Oh, Marchand didn't see that.
That one goal that could not have been more top shelf. It was an absolute beauty that he scored.
It was a perfect shot. You know what? Credit where it's due. He did what he needed to do last night. Now the Leafs need to do what they need to do on Saturday.
Now, this is a guy who doesn't want to drive over the speed limit. Give the cops a reason to pull him over. This might be the worst driver in Canada. Brampton man, under 5 lifetime driving bans, was busted again. 41-year-old man, currently subject to 5 lifetime driving bans, is facing charges once again for getting behind the wheel of a stolen vehicle in Toronto. A prolific driving offender is what police call him.
At what point do you not just put the guy in jail? Like, I don't like over-jailing people, but clearly the lifetime bans aren't working. When you have to give him five, how many lives is this guy going to live?
The good news is he is being held until his bail hearing.
No
so
bail.
So they haven't let him out yet.
Give it 24 hours.
But he's previously been convicted of 35 criminal code and 8 Provincial Offense Act charges, including two counts of impaired operation, 2 counts of dangerous operation, 1 count of failure to stop after an accident, 1 count of flight from police, 3 counts of failure to comply with release order, 3 counts of breach of probation, 1 count theft of a motor vehicle, 4 counts of possession of property obtained by crime, 3 counts of assault, 2 counts of uttering threats, 2 counts of mischief, 1 count of criminal harassment, and 1 count obstructing a peace officer.
Quite the resume. What do you gotta do to go to jail these days?
No kidding.
Maybe he has been and got out, but he sounds like he's been busy. So I don't think he's been in there for an extended period of time.
Nirmal Singh is the guy's name, and he was wanted by Toronto police. They finally got him here. Once again, behind the wheel of a motor vehicle, even though he's facing 5 lifetime driving bans. Maybe number 6 will stick.
Yeah.
You think that'll be the one? Jim, you wanted to get everyone's thoughts on something.
Yeah, this might be a excuse Hall of Fame from a company trying to not give somebody the deal they seemingly promised. This was on the London, Ontario subreddit. Somebody took a picture of a poster that's on the wall of this restaurant. Should I say the restaurant's name? Does it really matter?
Sure.
I guess so. Whatever. They can defend it if it's their policy. So there's a restaurant, the Urban Barbecue, called Chainsmoker.
Okay. Haven't heard of it.
And they have this sign outside. It says, exclusively at London lunch special. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., $14.99, choice of sandwich plus fries plus pop. So there's the
time.
How much? $14.99.
That's a good deal.
Solid
nowadays.
Deal.
Yeah.
For the sandwich, fries, and pop. So
Monday
it says,
through Friday.
Yeah, and through is spelt like the fun way, THRU, like the shorthand version. So the person who made this post on the Reddit subreddit said, misleading ad at chain smokers. I was told Monday through Friday actually means Monday, Thursday, Friday, and was refused the special price. LOL.
So they must have gone there on a Tuesday.
Yeah, or a Wednesday.
Or a Wednesday.
So the server was saying, no, that's not through. That's thurs, or short for Thursday. So our deal is, the deal is only Monday,
Thursday.
Skip Tuesday, skip Wednesday. It comes back Thursday
and Friday.
And Friday. Now, usually it's a Monday dash Friday.
You can do it that way. But Monday through Friday means Monday,
Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
Thursday is not spelled THRU.
Yeah.
It's THUR.
S. Generally.
But you could leave the S out and
Never.
Then still argue that it's Thursday.
Maybe. Maybe you could argue. But
because
through,
that doesn't spell through.
And I've never heard a deal before where it's on a Monday, skip 2 days, and then Thursday, Friday,
well,
skips 2 days.
You never know. Like different.
You wouldn't advertise
different
it like
bars
that.
And restaurants have deals on Monday, different deal on Tuesday,
the
Wednesday.
The deals don't come back. It's a specialty night each night. They have cocktail nights Monday, wine Wednesday, Thursday pints.
Through means through.
Yes. Yes, 100%. I'm not sure if the management is confused, if the server
maybe the server
confused.
Made a mistake, right? Taz and Jim, you're on the air. What do you think?
I think it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
Somebody double-checked and said, like, in the comment, I love the comment sections, too. They go, I checked their Instagram post. It says Monday to Friday. But then the server's going to say, no, the 2 means Tuesday. Yeah, no.
Always an excuse. How is two spelled?
T-O.
T-U-E?
Oh, I don't know.
T-U-E, Monday to Friday, you can get the sandwich deal. Jim, I can't wait until you've got kids of your own. You can never get a minivan now after the hard time you've given me. over the news that I have purchased a minivan for the family.
You think I was not going to make fun of you at all?
I'm surprised.
You know our relationship.
Not just you, but I'm surprised with the text message we've been getting about me getting a minivan. One guy said, text message, I need to turn in my man card.
Man card?
I have to turn in my man card because...
Every parent had vans when we were growing up. That's not a man or a woman thing.
Also, it's my wife's vehicle. But I wouldn't be ashamed...
Sounds like you're deflecting. Why are you so embarrassed?
I wouldn't be ashamed to drive the minivan if it was my vehicle. Mm-hmm. They're great. I would like to say thank you to the Taz and Jim listeners who were sending potential nicknames for the van, like the Van Burgini.
Yeah, love it.
That's a good one. Jean-Claude Damn Van.
That's a classic. Love that.
Jean-Claude Damn Van. The Dadalac.
The Dadalac. That might be the winner.
Is another good name.
It's just a funny visual. I mean, it's almost like an inevitability for all your friends. They're good if they have kids.
Yeah.
It's almost they are going to have a van moment in their life.
It's like,
and yours is now.
It's like entering your Carlsberg years. Remember those commercials?
Sure, yeah.
Guy having a garage sale selling all his cool stuff because he's now an adult. I've entered my Carlsberg years.
You're in your Dadalac Twilight years, you know?
And apparently Jim is working on a song about my minivan, which should be very...
Just a theme song.
Exciting. Oh, yeah. a theme song?
So you crank it, and now when you're driving down the street, this thing, you get this song playing?
Windows down.
Oh, buddy.
My own...
Moonroof?
Minivan theme song. No, we don't have the moonroof. We didn't splurge for the...
unnecessary. They only open like 5 inches half the time anyway, so not a big deal. But
I'll make sure I turn it up loud enough that people can hear the song just with the windows down, though. Since you're going to all this trouble.
Yeah.
When are you going to have the minivan theme song ready?
I think Monday we'll have her for you. Monday.
Take the weekend. Make sure it's good.
Get the school day started off right on Monday when you drop the kids off.
All right. Sounds good. Anytime you want to join the show, 1-833-TAZ and Jim. You can call or text.